Today, the neighborhood around Pike Park is called Uptown. Albert Gonzalez, who lived here in the 50s, still calls it El Barrio, or Little Mexico.
Little Mexico to me was my town. All our friends were here. As a boy, all my enemies were here, too. Pike Park, this is where I played basketball, this is where I played football, so all our practices were here.
Thousands of Mexicans moved to Dallas in the early 20th century. New homes and Mexican markets sprang up in what used to be the Polish-Jewish neighborhood. El Barrio grew to more than 10,000 people by 1920. Even though Mexican kids had few places to play besides the dirt streets, they were allowed into what was then called Summit Park only at specific times. Whenever they were let in, music rang out. Families would gather to hear Mexican singers who settled in Dallas, like Belén Ortega. Eventually, in 1931, the city established rules for the joint use of Pike Park for whites and Mexican Americans. That was when the Fiestas Patrias, celebrations of Cinco de Mayo and Mexican Independence Day, really took off.
We had everything here available for our community. I loved it here.
Nelly Tafalla lived in the Little Mexico housing projects with her eight siblings for more than a decade. Every afternoon, Pike Park became her backyard.
I would be out here playing baseball, softball with my friends. There comes your mom. So I would have, she would come one way and I would run the other way so she wouldn't catch me in front of my friends and, you know, do what parents do.
Tafalla says she hardly recognizes the four-acre space today. The main basketball court and swimming pool are gone, and the rec center is boarded up. Also missing, the skyline.
Over there on the side of the park now is a big old housing being built up. This used to be a place to just sit and look at the city of Dallas. We were the city of Dallas.
On Saturday, city officials will celebrate Pike Park's centennial with a dedication of $400,000 in renovations. They've already fixed up the gazebo, which means they can turn their attention to the mission-style building behind the plaza. It's one of only three buildings with a Mexican-American history to be declared a Dallas historical landmark.
There's no reason why it couldn't be revived just to serve as a small little rec center. I mean, the green space in Dallas is needed. We're growing so fast, and we're covering up the past so fast, and we're not preserving these little green spots.
Tafalla and Gonzalez want to be able to show off the park.
Because this park belongs not just to the history of the Mexican people and the Jewish, but all the city of Dallas.
Tomorrow's dedication, Gonzalez says, is a step in the right direction. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Y hermosos jilgueros, porque si si ellos se ven medios libres al instante emprenden el vuelo. Ya lo sabes que soy pajarera y que alegre recorro los campos disfrutando de la primavera y de las aves sus nítidos cantos.
Yeah.